Hazard communication thresholds. Some offices may require additional hazard communication training depending on their specific activities outside of the office. Examples include using hazardous chemicals to service multiple machines, using hazardous chemicals for extended periods or in quantities beyond normal consumer use, participating in field or lab work using hazardous chemicals, receiving and storing hazardous chemical for a researcher or professor.